So we're talking now about Chometz for Pesach. I'll tell you exactly what page we're on in just a second, if anybody could shout that out.
Ayin Zayin.
Now we were trying to understand why the Rambam, so to speak, rejects Rashi. What do I mean rejects Rashi? He doesn't really reject Rashi, but he offers another approach to answer the question, why is it that Chometz is also b'mashu? Rashi, if you recall, said that Chometz has two issues. Number one, it's an Issur Karis, and number two, it is a lo b'dili min einshi situation. That was Rashi's approach. The Rambam says it's a dover yeshlo matirin, and we're trying to figure out why the Rambam had to offer this interpretation of dover yeshlo matirin, and why couldn't he go with Rashi and Psochim, who says that the Chachomim were machmir in the case of a tarovus of chometz to require to generate an iser of mashu, and there's no bittul for reasons X and Y. Why did the Rambam introduce a whole nother approach? Correct? That much we know. Now there was another issue that we had yesterday, that although we do understand in and of itself the statement of the Rambam that Chometz is also b'mashu because the Dover Sheish L'matirin, that we can explain. We tried to say because Motzei Yontov is a matir, okay, that was yesterday's discussion. But the Rambam adds another point that we had a little bit of a problem with. The Rambam says, Yirah li shafilu Dover Sheish L'matirin im nisarev b'she'eno mino v'lo nosan tam mutar. So what do we have over here? We have a taroves of min v'sheino mino. Now let's assume, for argument's sake, that if the ratio between the isur and the heter in min v'sheino mino is 1:60 plus, right, 1:60, then it's batel b'shishim. But in the case of dover sheish l'matirin, the Rambam says, and he considers it a chidush, that even though it's a tarovus of min v'sheino mino, and you have shishim, nevertheless, it's still going to be asur. Just 1 second. Yirah li shafilu dover sheish l'matirin im nisarev v'mishel lo nosel otam o mutar. You know, it's kedai. I apologize once again. I don't have the Rambam in front of me. The Rambam says for kedusha, but I think he says v'lo nosel otam mutar. So we're going to have to. Oh, this might help us a lot in terms of Chometz b'Pesach. So let's just see what the Rambam says inside. So again, if the Rambam is talking about a taroves of dover sheish lo matirin, which is a taroves of what? Of min b'sheino mino, v'lo nosan tam mutar. Oh. So let's see. It's a Rambam in Machalas Asuros, Perek Tesvav, Halacha Yud Beis. It says here. Does that make sense? You know, I don't always trust the written word here, but here it says Halacha Yud Beis.
I was looking the first source.
So Yirayli, I'm going to read out what I have here. You tell me what you have there. Yirayli, Shafilu Dover Sheish L'Matirin, Im Nisarev B'She'eno Mino. Where am I? What did we say? We said it was halacha yud beis. Just 1 second. Halacha yud beis. So I have to turn one page. Hold on. I just don't want to spill the water here. Halacha yud beis. Shafilu dover sheish matir nisarev b'sheino mino v'lo nosan tam mutar. Oh. So that's pretty clear. You know, it's basically he's saying, if you recall, we had a shach that said that the purpose of shishim is to is to be mesalik the tam. Remember that phrase siluk atam. And now you have a mixture of chum, you have a mixture of a dov sheich lamatirin, and guess what? There's no tam. So in other words, the mixture is also because the Isur is giving tam in the hetter, but now that you have shishim, the Isur is not giving a tam in the hetter. So in a tarovus of mibushen umino, once you have the shishim, everything should be mutter. In other words, dov sheich lamatirin could be a problem if the Isur is not an Isur tam. If you want to apply bittel, let's say a bittel barov kind of situation, let's take yovish b'yovish. So then we're going to say dovashesh matirin is not bottle because eat it tomorrow beheta. Don't eat it today with bittel. But that's only because you have the Easter, right? You have two potatoes, right? And one potato is awesome, the other potato is mutter. That I understand. So we can go even beyond shish because the Easter is a suffix Easter. We don't know where it is, so we're going to say there's no bittel barov. Eat it tomorrow beheta. But in a case where the Easter is all because of the Messina's tam, so the Rambam is saying that once the tam is gone, then there's no Easter. In other words, it's not that the Easter is bottle here, but b'mitzias there's no Easter, right? That was the shach. The shach was pushing the agenda on mitzias. If I can get rid of the tam of mitzias, then everything is mutter. Now here the Rambam adds another few words. This is not necessarily relevant to us, so we'll see derail us. Let's put it that way. If it doesn't derail us, then we'll spend a minute on this. If it derails us, I'm just going to skip it. Lo yezeh sheyesh lo matirin chomer mitevel. Oh, okay, so for this we have to know a lot more. Let's just throw this out. Again, Rabosei, I'm telling you something that needs a lot of work, and I'm not prepared for that. But let's say Tevel falls into a Tarovis. So Tevel is your classic case of a Dov Sheish Lamatirin, because all you have to do is be Mafrish Truma. So therefore we're going to apply the principle of Mashem. However, again, we have to see the sugya inside and get all the makoros, but if we can accept it at face value, if it's a tarovis of tevel in min b'shein omino, then it's benosein tam, which means that if we have shishim, it's mutter, and even though it's a dovashesh matirin, he says kemoshe b'yarn. So whatever it is, we have now a precedent for this principle, that in the case of a dovashesh matirin in a tarovis of min b'shein omino, it's batel b'shishim, meaning it's also only b'no same time. And the logic, I think, is very compelling, because you want to generate an Isur in the rest of the kedera of a tavshil of min b'shein omino, that's only if there's time. But if there's shishim, there's no time. Let's go with that approach. Oh, now the Rambam has a kash. V'al tisma al chomitz b'pesach. Which I think he means that in chomitz for Pesach, even in the tarovis of what, of min v'sheino mino, which again I don't know the parameters of min v'sheino mino. Maybe chomitz and matzah is min v'sheino mino. Let's just to make life easy for ourselves, let's just say that chomitz and matzah is min v'sheino mino. If that be the case, the halacha is that it's also b'mashu. So you have a very small piece of chametz that fell into a gigantic vat of matzah, and because it's min b'shein, and even though I should say it's min b'shein omino, chametz is also b'mashu. And we just finished saying that why is chametz also b'mashu? Because the dov sheyesh lo matirin. In fact, the Rambam, one of the rare cases that the Rambam asked the kasha on himself. How could it be that chametz is also b'mashu even in the tarovus of what? Of min b'shein omino. The tam is completely batel. Go eat the matzah, you will not taste the tam of chametz. And we just finished saying that in tevel, if you taste the mixture, you won't taste the taste of the tevel. It's min b'shein omino, and you won't taste it because there's shishim connected to tevel. It's mutter, even though it's a dov sheish lamatirin, because basically the Isur is gone, because it's not giving tam, because it's shishim. So the Rambam answers, Shatora Asra Kol Machmetzes Lefichach Echmirubo. Let's see if we can figure this out. It says Kol Machmetzes Lo Sochelu. Lefichach echmiru bo. Now this is an interesting question. What does he mean, lefichach echmiru bo? I mean, you could say that the Torah is machmir, but that doesn't sound like what the Rambam is saying. The Rambam is saying lefichach hichmiru bo. Sounds like they were machmir, and it's lechachomim. So chachomim were machmir in this case because of kol machmetzis lo sochel. Now let's just think this out for a second. I mean, if the Rambam would have said that, see. The Rambam is in a bind over here because Chametz Asur B'Mashmir, the Rambam has already committed himself, is because it's a Dabar Sheish L'Matirin, which I assume here is in the previous Halakha in the Rambam. Let's just read it. Where is this Rambam? Oh, Chametz B'Pesach, here it is. Chametz B'Pesach Afal Pishu Misurei Torah Einon Bechlolos Elu. Now, there's all these rules that we've established about Bitul B'Tarovis don't apply to Chametz B'Pesach. And the reason for it is because Lefishena Tarovas Asuriolom, Shailiakra Pesatia called Tarovas Muteris, which is called what? Dovar Shieshlo Martiri. But now the Ram has a problem. Because the Ram says, Osir Bakalshu Bain Bemino Bain Shalobamino. But why Shalobamino if you have Shishin? Meaning, okay, it could be that in Shalobamino maybe you don't have Shishin, but let's say you did have Shishin, the Ram doesn't qualify. Let's assume that Chomitz is also Bemashu as a universal rule, without any exception. It's absolute. Right. Even in the case where you'd have Shishin. So now the Ram has a problem because the Dover Shiesh Lamatirin only took us so far. It didn't take us far enough. It wouldn't justify the conclusion that even in a Tarovus of Chametz B'Matzah B'Min Shein Amino, even when the Shishin, it's still Asim B'Mashah. Why? Why not say, like we said in Tevel, that even though it's the Dover Shiesh Lamatirin, it's Batel and Shishin in the case of B'Min Shein Amino? So here's where the Rambam introduces Kol Machmetzes. Just one second. I'm trying to figure out, you feel, why Kol Machmetzes is only going to plug up this hole, but it's not enough to justify why Chametz is also Mamashu. That's a problem. You follow what I'm saying? In other words, when the Rambam faces the question of why Chametz is also Mamashu, fundamentally he says, because of Sheikh Shalatir. When he gets to the problem of Mimbishen Umino and there's no time because it's about the Bashishim, now the Rambam introduces Kol Machmetzes, like Boker Tov. Like all of a sudden the Rambam wakes up with Kol Machmetzes. Let's just see if we can. So Kol Machmetzes, the Torah says that you're chayav for Kol Machmetzes, and therefore could be a case where what Kol Machmetzes, the Torah is machmir and chometz, and therefore we're going to be machmir in a case of min b'shein omino. See, what bothers me here is that Kol Machmetzes doesn't tell me a thing about Tam, I don't think. I mean, maybe this is my mistake, but let me just make the mistake, if it's a mistake. Kol Machmetzes has no bearing on Tam, meaning, if the Rabbi is looking for some sort of Chumrah, again, if he's looking for a Chumrah B'Alma, you know, say, well, Chumrah B'Alma, then I'm going to say it's Chayv Kares, or I'm going to say Lobadilim, he could have said Ach Toch, you know, there's so many different things that the Rambam could have said if he's looking for a Chumrah di'alma meaning if it's not relevant here to our case. What would have been Geshmak, in my opinion, would be if the Rambam found a Chumrah that was bearing, that was a Gorim here, meaning, even though I have Shishim, the Chametz is still awesome. That would be Geshmak. And again, you'd always ask me the question, well, why would that be enough to say the Chametz is awesome or Mashu? So, That's not the case. Why? Because chametz is really like all other isurim, and from the Rambam's perspective, the dinim of bittul should apply to chametz in the tarovus. We should be mat to the tarovus, and we have to find a precedent or some sort of a rule that tells you in hilchas tarovus that tells you to suspend the law of bittul in order to justify why chametz is not subject to bittul. So you follow what I'm saying? The Rambam initially feels that he needs some sort of rule within the constellation of hilchus bittul and hilchus tarovus, which would explain and justify why chametz is not subject to bittul. And the answer is because the davar sheish l'matirin, and that would apply to Tevel as well, and who knows what other list of Isurim that fit this bill. Maybe maybe we could talk about Chadash, and maybe we could talk about Mukta, and we could talk about possibly Maaseh Sheni, and all this kind of stuff. So we have a whole list, and we're going to apply it. Oh, but now the Rambam says, well, if we're trying to put Chametz into the universal rules of technical foul, no bittul, then we're in trouble, because Chametz goes beyond those technical rules. And here he quotes Kol Machmetzes. So, again, I don't know exactly what the Rambam saw in Kol Machmetzes that would explain and justify why in Chametz we're going to go beyond the rules that apply to Tarobas in general, even in the case of Dovah Sheis HaMatir, which means that no same time, I mean, Shishim is Mevatel the time. And for some reason, the Rambam saw in Kol Machmetzes that even when the Tam, maybe Kol Machmetzes is some sort of an Kol Machmetzes, maybe we should say the following, that bittul works on two levels. There's a bittul in the goof and there's a bittul in the Tam. So Kol Machmetzes is going to tell me that what? That there's no bittul in the goof. Kol Machmetzes is going to be mafkir bittul. Yeah, but the only problem is there's no tam. So you could be mevatel the chometz, but the tam of the chometz dissipated throughout the entire kedera. So it's not just enough to say that you mevatel the goof of chometz. You need to mevatel the tam of chometz. Oh. So now we mevatel the tam chometz, right? Because we have shishim. So we monefshah. If you're talking about bittul b'toras guf, so we certainly have bittul. Now we're even saying more than that. There's bittul b'toras tam. So the Rambam says the following: that since the Torah says kol machmetzes, is the Torah coming to teach me that what? That there's no bittul b'toras tam. Even though Kol Machmetz is telling me something about the goof, when I say goof, I mean the be'en, but we're going to now expand that to the tam. So even with regard to goof, if the Torah is machmir with regard to goof, and the Torah is going to say that chometz is osur, period, no matter what. I mean, you don't even need a kezias, let's say, right? In Kol Tarkulu, we need a kezias. So let's say Kol Machmetzes tells me that even less than a kezias, maybe. I don't know what the Rambam means here by Kol Machmetzes. But if that's the case, then as far as the goof of the Iser of Chometz, we have a chumra here in the goof of Iser of Chometz that we don't have in any Iser of the Torah. No Iser of the Torah is also the Mashur. Oh, if that be the case, then now Bittul Atam is not enough. Why? Because even if you mevatel the tam, but what are you going to do with the goof? So the rabbanu were machmir, because again, once you mevatel the tam, then we don't have to worry about the goof. Yesh b'chal masayim mona, but the rabbanu are going to make a chumra that since the goof in chametz has its own mechanics and its own chumra, and something which would not be osur in any of the other isurim is osur in chametz, and that's derived from kol machmetzes. So we see that the Torah treats the goof of chametz in a very unique way with a chumrah that doesn't apply elsewhere. Is therefore, even though there's bittul tam with shishim, in this case of mimbishen of mino, nevertheless, the goof of the chametz is still somewhere in the tarobas. Again, I don't know what would be the din according to the Rambam if you remove the goof, because then all you're left with is tam, and shishim should work. I don't know. You may get into low plugs there and stuff like that, but theoretically, if you got rid of the chametz, if you could identify it after you cooked it in matzah, then maybe the whole thing would be mutter b'shishim. I don't know. Again, I'm saying crazy things here today. But in a case where the chametz is in the tarobes, now we have a goof of chametz, and that's haunting us. And it haunts us to such an extent that I'm not going to apply bittul b'shishim, because bittul b'shishim doesn't help me one iota for the goof ha-chometz. If I were to identify the goof ha-chometz, certainly it would be awesome. So the Torah has now imposed certain chumras on the goof ha-chometz that it doesn't impose on all Yisurim, and that's going to suspend the din of shishim to be mevatel the tam. So again, what I'm suggesting here is that the Rambam has a very complex structure which divides into a resha and a sefer to explain why chametz is also b'mashu. On the one hand, the Rambam wants to compare chametz to all Isuri Torah. It's a carrying card member of all the Isurim in the Torah. And now we apply the principles of Bittul that would apply to all Isuri Torah. And now we have a Dover Sheish Levatir. But on the other hand, we have a Chariga, right? Because now in Chometz we're going to say that even if you get rid of the Tam, it's still also B'mashu, despite the fact that you have Shishim. That doesn't apply to any other Isur. Even in the case of Tevel, which is a Dover Sheish Levatir, we're going to still be Matir with Shishim and Mimashedom, you know? And yet in Chometz not. Says the Rambam, that's a different halacha. That's where the Rambam, that's where the Rabbanan were machmir, not to rely on bittul tam in the case of chametz, because you still have the gufa chametz in the tarovas. Now, where do you see a precedent for being machmir when you still have the guf of the isur in the tarovas? We're not going to say that in any other isur. It's called machmetz. Does it make any sense?
It does. There were no other cases. I mean, if I had a piece of hegdish that fell into the chulin, the fact that there's a goof hegdish in there, that you could be both of his min chain amino and
I think so.
I'd be about to eat it.
I think so, except for one problem, and that's dini mominos. So let's say, for example, do you by any chance keep a yarmulke with a thing? Okay. So take your thing off for a minute. Okay, it doesn't look like mine, so it's not a good example. It's not a good example. But let's say we all had the same sikah, and I have a pile of sikot, and your sikah falls into my pile. Do we apply bittul? It's yavish b'yavish, should we say it's bittul? So the halach is, if I'm not mistaken, that we don't apply bittul in this case. Now, how do I find your sikah? I mean, they all look the same, right? We have manufacturing, right? So the answer might be that I have to pay you off. But the reason I have to pay you off, again, I don't know how much the sikah is worth, but let's say it was worth a pruta, is because there's no bittul in dini mamon. So you're asking about hegdesh. So I would make the following chiluk. Again, this is total amaratzis on my part, but I would say it depends if you're talking about kedushas mizbeach or you're talking about kedushas damim. If it's kedushas mizbeach, then I would apply the normal dinim of bittul b'taroves that apply universally to all macholos asuras. And if you add min b'shein u'minu v'bottu b'shishim. But if you're talking to me about hegdesh damim, which means that it's momen hegdesh b'kinyano, then I don't know. I have a certain istaygut. I'm not comfortable with bittul because I might have to be poed in the hegdesh, you know, in order to pay off hegdesh because they own the value of this
kedushas damim.
Why is there no tam? Oh, you mean it's yavish b'yavish or what? Okay, but let's say it was. I think Yechiel would ask me in the case of right. I mean, you have to know about Mimshenu, Yavish, B'Yavish, and all that stuff. I don't know. We're not ready for that yet. So let's read what the Rav has to say. And, you know, I doubt if he's going to say anything near at all approximate what I said, but maybe we'll find some side of Shavuot, maybe, and that'll put a smile on my face. Yesterday, I had a big smile on my face because Baruch Hashem, our daughter gave birth to a little girl. Yes, I saw this girl yesterday in Shari Tzedek, and she's quite cute, quite beautiful. Baruch Hashem, b'liyayin har. Vanirabaz said, "Dine kasev Rama." Now here we're going to get into the Rama about what's called kizayis b'chtei achilas pras. And the Rambam says, "Im ochal taroves chametz v'pesach eino chayev kare, sav alokesh shenemar kol machmetzes lo socheu." So again, he's not talking about, as far as I can tell, what I was talking about chatzis zayis. He's talking about a taroves, and you're not eating straight chametz; you're eating chametz in a taroves. And the Torah says, therefore, you're potter from kares, but nevertheless, you get malkus. Why do you get malkus? So again, under the law of chametz, which is a chiyuv kares, taroves is a mitigating factor. But we have a new lav that generates a new iser, but again, it's not going to be a chiyuv kares, and that's kol machmetzes lo socheilu. Now, what are the parameters of kol machmetzes lo socheilu? Are you going to tell me that if a mashu of chametz falls into 1,000 pieces of matzah, then you're going to be chayv malchus because you ate from this mixture. So the Rambam sets up a parameter. He says,
oh, he doesn't actually say that. The Rambam, at least the version I have, says shalosh beitzim hu shalokim minato.
Really, that's the nusach you have. Wow, that's impressive. Because then the Rambam is telling you what achilas pras is. He's not just going to rely on your general knowledge of what tokedei achilas pras. He's going to spell it out for you. It's tokedei shalosh beitzim. So what happens over here? You have a taroves, and now it has one beitza and two other beitzim. The two other beitzim are matzah, and the one beitza is what is chametz. Again, we're not talking about beitzim mamish. We're talking, beitzim means a volume, right? So you have a volume of chametz, and you top it off with this. Oh, so the Rambam is going to say now, if you eat the taroves, you violate a law. Why? Because you violated chametz toch kidei achilas pras. Let me see if inside. So now you have one kizayis and what do we say? Three beitzim, right? So you have one kizayis and four beitzim of matzah. And if you eat that taroves, the Rambam says you don't get malchus. Now, if you ask me, did you violate an isur d'oraisa? So I would say, it might depend upon whether it's min b'mino, min b'sheinu b'mino, were they all cooked together in a pot, and we hold tam ki'ikar, or do we say, well, it was yavesh b'yavesh, and it was batel b'rov, and therefore the whole din of chametz asur b'mashu is only a derabbanan because it's domer sheyesh lo matirin, and therefore you would not be in violation of nisa d'oraisa. Again, we could go into all the nitty-gritty details, but I would be tempted to think that if you cooked chametz in a large vat of matzah, but there wasn't shishim, and then you ate it, you'd be chayev d'oraisa. You wouldn't get malchus because it's not kizayis tokedei achilas pras, but you'd be chayev for the din of tam kikah. But tam kikah doesn't generate malchus. V'chein kasev b'sefer mitzvahs. Oh, that's impressive. Who learns a Rambam in Hilchus Isa v'Heter and Tarovus and then looks in the Sefer Mitzvahs? I mean, I'm not on that madrega, What does the Rambam say in Sefer Mitzvahs? He quotes the pasuk called Machmetzes Al Sochelu, and he derives from it in Isra Achilas Tarovus Chometz Kol Sheyesh B'Tarovus Kizayis B'Chdei Achilas Pras. Right then, the critique, the how do you say? In a descriptive noun, the critiquer, I don't know. Anyway, the critiquer of the Rambam, I made up that word, there's no such word. The critiquer of the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs is the Ramban. And again, you can spend your life, literally, on just learning the Rambam Sefer Mitzvahs with the Ramban. I mean, I have a friend of mine, Rabbi Ilson, who's spending years and years of his life. He's going to publish a magnum opus on the machlokus in between the Rambam and the Ramban in Sefer Mitzvahs. Very profound. What did he say?
It was a Rav Heller that published such a...
Yes, Rav Heller, though, in his Sefer Mitzvahs, is not really interested in the Ramban, as far as I remember. I could be wrong about that. First of all, where Rav Heller's contribution is that he clarified the correct girsa, because keep in mind, the Rambam wrote Sefer Mitzvahs in Arabic, so there are such difficulties in figuring out what's the right Rambam that I should be learning. That's one thing, but he made a contribution in his footnotes as well, not as profound, but there are very important footnotes in Rav Chaim Heller. But I don't think he's, don't quote me on this, but I don't think he's interested in the Ramban. That I don't think so. I don't even think he writes on the Shroshim. I mean, the most profound challenge in learning Rambam with Ramban is the Shroshim. I mean, the Shroshim is 90% of the Sefer Mitzvahs. If, let's say, if this would be the size of the Sefer Mitzvahs, we have one here behind the wall, then probably the Sefer Mitzvahs is about one-third of the book, two-thirds of the book of the Shroshim with the Ramban's commentary on the Shroshim. I don't think Reb Chaim Heller commented on that. I could be wrong. And it's a pretty thin book, Reb Chaim Heller. They say that the Chafetz Chaim put on his big day yontif when he found out that the edition of Reb Chaim Heller of the Sefer Mitzvah was published. He put on his tribal or whatever he wore on yontif. I don't know exactly what he wore on yontif. Oh. So what does the Ramban say? So now we're on page Reish Ayin. she'im yesh betarovis b'shir k'zayis le'achiz pras, harei u'chayiv midin tam ki'ikar she'nemer b'chol ha'torah kula. Why does the Rambam have to invoke a special pasuk of kol machmetzes as if to say that this goes beyond the general rules that govern machalas asuras? It's not true, says Ramban. That in, I have a suspicion the answer to this question is Malchus, but let's see what goes on. So again, the Ramban is saying that if you want to establish that Kizayis B'Techilis Prasen and Isur and Tarovis is an Isur Torah, I don't have to quote a Pasuk in Chumash for that. That's true because of the principle of Tam Ki'ikar, wherever that's derived from, whether it's derived from Nazir, whether it's derived from Basu B'Cholov, wherever you derive Tam Ki'ikar from, there are like five different Shitas, but the Torah says Tam Ki'ikar, we pass in Tam Ki'ikar. So the Ramban is accepting that Chametz B'Pesach is not an exception to any of the general rules. So why did the Rambam, and he critiques the Rambam for invoking the Pasuk called Machmetzes? V'od, apparently this is another objection of the Ramban, to be Din Tam Ki'ikar Avilei L'Schayv Af B'Koreis. So it's not like the way I said. I said Tam Ki'ikar could not generate punishment. And the Ramban understood that Tam Ki'ikar is Mamish Ki'ikar. He dropped the Chof HaDin. Tam equals Ikar. And you get Kares. Now again, Tam Ki'ikar in each Isur would be different. So in Arla, for example, Tam Ki'ikar would only generate an Isur La. In the case of Chometz, it would generate a Chiyuv Kares. In a case, for example, of, shall we say, Nevela, Tam Ki'ikar would generate an Isur Achila. In the case of Basa B'Cholov, Tam Ki'ikar would generate an Isur Hana. But whatever it is, as far as Chometz is concerned, my nafkimina, why should Kizayis B'Techei Achilas Pras, which activates Tam Ki'ikar, require any sort of limud? It's Mamash Achiyuv Kares. So it's interesting, the Ramban at one point entertained the possibility that the reason for the Rambam's quote and the Rambam's advocating in favor of Kol Machmetzes is because the Rambam wanted to jack it up to the level of a Chiyuv Kares. But he says, no, even Dal Mihochi, typically Mishum Tam Ki'ik. Lachain Pirish Ramban, de Mikra, de Kol Machmetzes, Yalfinin, Shetarovis, Chometz, Asura, Bachila, Me'ator, Belav, Af Hecha, de Leka, Kizais, Bethechil's Pras. Mashen Ki Beshari, Suri Torah, Filu. In Shari Suto, you would need what? You would need a Kezayis B'chtei Achilas Pras. V'afilu v'chometz leke iser kareis v'pochus mi Kezayis B'chtei Achilas Pras. Oh. So in other words, if you would apply the universal law of Tam Ki'ikar, then you would not be violating a lav in the case where it's less than Kezayis B'chtei Achilas Pras. The Chiddush of Kol Machmetzes Lo Sochelu is that in Chometz you violate an Isur Lav even if it's less than Kezayis B'chtei Achilas Pras. Let me read this one more time. The Lav Af Heich the Lekek Masha'enke B'Shar Isurim. What does he mean Masha'enke B'Shar Isurim? B'Shar Isurim, he doesn't violate any Isur whatsoever. I have a suspicion that he means Masha'en Kein B'Shari Surim, he violates an Isur even in less than a Kezayis B'Techei Achilas Pras, and that Isur is called Tam Ki'ikar, but it's not a lav. I'll just say one sentence, and Dok V'Tishkach, for anyone who follows what I'm about to say. In other words, according to the Ramban, the shame Isur, in a case of less than Kezayis B'Techei Achilas Pras, is some sort of Isur Kloli in Kshari Suri Torah, with the exception of Chometz. The Chiddush of Chometz in Kol Machmetzes, according to the Ramban, is even though it's less than a Kezayis B'Techei Achilas Pras, and that would be also Midin Tam Ki'ikar, but that's just the general Isur, it becomes a specific Isur of Chometz because of the Pasuk Kol Machmetzes Lo Sochelu. Now, I would say the following. What he means is that you violate a lav of Kol Machmetzes Lo Sochelu. There's no Chiyuv Kares because it's less than a Kezayis B'Techei Achilas Pras. So less than a Kezayis B'Techei Achilas Pras takes you out of the lav and takes you out of the lav and and puts you into a fallback position, which is called a general Isur Tam Ki'ika, because there's no Shisha. That's in Shari Suri. Right? Now comes along Kol Machmetz, it's also Chel according to Ramban, and it tells me that you don't need a fallback position. In Chametz, even if there's no Kizais Bechdechil's Pras, it's also B'Torah's Lav. Which Lav? The Lav of Kol Machmetz is also Chel. It's not included in the Isra Achil of Chametz, because that Isra Achil of Chametz certainly requires a Kizais Bechdechil's Pras. So therefore, you would not be Chayv Karis, but you are included in the Lav. Not the lav of Chametz, but the lav of Kol Machmetz is also Chel. And in Shari Surim, you're not even Chayv for the lav.
Is it that Machmetz is not considered Chametz itself? It's like a catalyst to Chametz? It's a special Yisur.
It could be, you're right, Yosef, but not in this context. Meaning, in our context, we're talking about a piece of Chametz that fell into a Tarovis of Matzah. Now, exactly what Machmetzis means in general and what it might mean here as well, I don't know. You're right, you're raising an important point. But our case is not a case of some sort of a catalyst or some sort of an enzyme or something that causes fermentation. We're talking about a piece of chametz that fell into a tarovis. Now the question is, what is the ratio between that chametz and the matzah in this tarovis? So if it would be Kizayis Bechle Achilus Pras, comes along the Ramban and he says that would be Chometz Mamish with an Issa Kares, and we don't need any Pesukim for that because that fits into the general, that's tailor-made for the entire, you know, constellation of Macholos Asuros. What's the Chiddush here of Kol Machmetz is also Chelu, yeah, when a Chometz falls into Tarovis, is that you didn't need Kizayis Bechle Achilus Pras and yet you violate a law. In Kol HaTor Kula, if you have a kizayis of nevela, but it's not kedechis pras, you violate some sort of iser called tam ki'ika, but that's not an iser nevela. You haven't violated the lav of kol nevela del sochlu. But in the case of chametz, because of this separate new iser lav, it's an iser chadash b'fnei atzmo, which is derived from kol machmetzes, then even if the kizayis is spread out amongst four beitzim, let's call it, right, and it's not kedechis pras, nevertheless, you would not be, nevertheless, you would be violating a law, but you would not be included in the original Issur Karis. Okay, now we're up to the Rambam. So now we want to defend the Rambam against the Asogas of the Ramban. And here he quotes the Achronim here. So I don't know, he tells you it's the Minchas Kohen. I don't know why. Why the Rav would have said Achronim, I don't know. There's something missing over here a little bit. But anyway, here's a beer, and the Rav is going to analyze this beer, rip it apart. What's a beer? Yesh Lodun, this is the introduction, the background. Yesh Lodun begeder din tam ki ikar b'chol Torah kula. The inay tosus bechu and tzarichesam in base avi machlokas rishonim lokim al tam kiker. Oh wow! So what I told you before was not so totally off base. I said the tam kiker is a separate iser unto itself, and it's not included in the lav itself, whatever that lav is. So if I have a tam of nevela in the basa shchuta, that's a separate new iser, and it would not generate an iser nevela. That's if you hold that Tam Ki Ikar does not get Malchus. If you hold you get Malchus for it, then the Torah says, I wonder if this is relevant to Chaticha Nasis Nevela. Anyway, just conceptually, it sounds like Chaticha Nasis Nevela. In other words, you have a Chaticha that's holding on to a Chatichas Heta that's holding on to a Tam Visa, the Torah says Tam Ki Ikar. Is the Torah telling me that this heta turned into Isur? Is the Torah telling you that you have to worry about eating? If you eat this heta, you're eating and enjoying the tam of the Isur. You know what I'm saying? As a separate Isur tam. Or are we saying Chatir Rasas Tevel, the whole entity of this chametz, of this heta be'en, now has been transformed into Isur? I don't know. Anyway, the question is whether you get Malkus for tam ki'ik. So we start with the Reb Meir Leinish. Okay, he holds that you don't get malchus for tam ki ikar, and that makes me happy because gamrinon tam ki ikar miser essay to giule klei midjon. So what happens here? As a result of the booty and we defeat Midian, we have all that kelim. We're not allowed to eat from that kelim. The Torah says, "Kol shel yom veish shel yomesh." Because of the veish b'tivu b'mayim, you know, you need what agola. That means if you cook without agola, you have a problem. What problem do you have? You have the problem at the time of nevelus and treifus, you know, that were cooked during the period of time that was bidei midyan. All that tam is now niflat into the kedera, and tam kikur is dorais. The ilu rabbeinu tam sover the hach esei a hadre li sura kama. Whoa, a hadre li sura kama. So it goes like this: the midyanim, right? They cook the veil in their pots. Now I cook basa shkut in the pot. So the two ways of understanding tam ki ikar. Right, there's no shishim, and now the tam of the veil goes into my basa shchut. So Rabbeinu Tam says that tam ki ikar is a hadre li sura kama, meaning that the mechanics of tam ki ikar is such that it puts you back into the original mode of the isur. It's as if you're eating the veil. Again, it's awfully similar to chanat, but don't attack me yet. You know, obviously that's a problem, right? That just sounds like chanat. Just 1 second. So that's Rabbeinu Tam. Oh, let's read. He says the following: Lidas Rabbeinu Tam Takikir Pirush Shemachmas Nesinas Tam Choshiv Kiilu Nikara Isur Veshuv Eino Batil Vero. Just 1 second. Shuv Eino Batil Vero. As he's talking about a tarovus of mimbashay no mino, and he wants to know why he needs shishim, and what are you going to tell me? Because it's no same tam, and tam is ki'ika. So Rabbeinu Tam is going to say tam ki'ika means that we're going to suspend bitul v'ro. Just 1 second. What do you mean you suspend bitul v'ro? We're talking about mimbashay no mino. I don't know what he means here when he says shuvein a batul v'ro. That means he's machmas nesinas tam. Shuvein a batul. I would have written shuvein a batul b'shishim. I'm missing something here. So that's all Rabbeinu Tam. So again, Rabbeinu Tam is going to completely be mafkia bitul. He's going to neutralize bitul. If you neutralize bitul, then we go back to our original premise of the Isur itself. Now you're eating the Isur, and therefore, according to Rabbeinu Tam, you get malchus for that. He doesn't mean chadash
and
yoshen. He means the new Isur. Which again sounds awfully similar, like lo amrin and chanan. What time is it, Rabosai?
2 minutes.
2 minutes. So I don't know. For some reason, okay, fine. So Rabosai, again, let's just simply review what we know. This is somehow going to explain the Rambam, I don't know, because the Rambam is somewhere midway between the Rimei Olainish and Rabbeinu Tam. The Rimei Olainish holds that Tam Kikur is a brand new Iser. And Rabbeinu Tam holds that it's Hahadri Lisur Kama, which means that the Torah says that there's no Bittul in a Taroves where there's Tam. And therefore, if there's no bittul, you're eating Isur Mamish. If you're eating Isur Mamish, nothing changed here from the original Isur. So that's what he calls in Rabbeinu Tam ki ilu nikara Isur, means as if the original Isur is right there and you're partaking of that Isur. And in that case, then you're going to get malchus for that. That's Tam ki ikar d'oraisa according to Rabbeinu Tam. The Rimei Olainish also agrees that Tam ki ikar is also midoraisa, but not petoras nikara Isur, not petoras afkas bittul. You're not going back to the original Isur. So when you eat this heter, which has now, it's carrying in it a Tam of Isur, that's a brand new Isur, which is called Tam ki ikar. I called it a before I called it a general isur. I mean, it doesn't fall under this lav. It's an isur klali. And he says, "Liolam, according to Rima Lanch, lo chashiv tam isur bien." In other words, we don't think that the carrier here, which the carrier is the heter, which is carrying the tam of the isur. It's not bien. It's not the bien of isur. It's a whole new isur called tam ki, and therefore. Is Mamela Tam Isur Shenis Arbeheter Hayitzarch Leos Batel Al Os? Oh, so we would have said that the Tam, which should be Batel in what? In Rov, comes on the Torah. The Torah says, no, you got to get rid of the Tam, and in order to do so, you need Shisha.
Why would the Tam is Batel in Rov? The only Tam is Batel
in Shisha. Well, again, he's saying if it's a new Isur, why shouldn't it be Batel in Rov? You know, every Isur is Batel in Rov on a Doraisa level, right?
And the ban time doesn't hold from this whole idea of Tam Kikir at all, because he says it's banned. It's like,
no, he's got a more extreme understanding of Tam Kikir. No, he goes out Kedei Kach to say the Tam Kikir means that you have the original Be'er and you're violating this Isur Nevela. Why? Because the Torah says that the Tam is Mamish Ki'ika. It's not just that the Heter is carrying the Tam, but again, it's very similar to Hanan. We'll try to see if we can polish things up tomorrow.